swim.
Okay. So, but yesterday I got in the water and
I swam.
But now, during the last year I have
swum.
It's one of those words everybody avoids. Okay. Now, if a person were to dive in and hit the water.
Belly buster.
And now, this is a kind of acrobatic thing, sort of. If you
flip.
Okay, yeah. Now back on dry. Yeah, flip would be like in the water. Or if you were to do the same sort of thing, like on the floor.
Somersault.
Another verb question. Okay, somebody got caught in a whirlpool and didn't get out. You'd say he
drowned.
And then you might say, well, I wasn't there. I didn't see him.
Drowned.
Okay, before a baby can walk, it's got to. Yeah.
It's got to stand.
Yeah. And even before that, when it's
got to crawl.
Right. Okay. If you were looking at a tall mountain, you'd say, that would be a really hard mountain to
climb.
But now, last year, a friend of mine
climbed it.
But I have never
climbed it.
Okay. If a child wanted to hide behind a couch or sofa or something like that, they'd get down and you'd say they were.
They were squatting.
Yeah. And now, if they were to scare somebody, they'd jump out and say,
moo.
And, okay. A little child was saying his prayer, so he went over beside his bed and
knelt.
Okay. Now, if you were talking about somebody who's so sick they couldn't sit up, you'd say, well, all day he just
laid there.
Mm-hmm. Now, talking about something you saw in your sleep, you'd say, this is what I
dreamed.
And then you say, now, often when I go to sleep, I
dream.
But I can't always remember what I've
dreamed.
Okay. And you might say, I dreamed I was falling, but just as I was about to hit the ground,
I woke up.
Okay, if you were...
I awakened.
Well, what would you say?
I'd say woke up.
Okay, if you put your foot down like that on the floor hard, you'd say that would be...
Stomp.
Yes. And, okay, if you saw, there was like a girl you were kind of interested in at church, and you had your car at church or something, you'd say, well, may I...
Take you home.
And if you had a car stuck in the mud, you might have to get behind it and...
Push it.
Or you might tie a rope on it and...
And pull it.
If you had something really heavy, instead of saying I carried it, you might say I
hauled it. I'm not gonna say.
Or would you ever say I loved it?
No, I never say that.
Never. Okay. If the stove was hot and a little child was about to touch it, you might say no.
Don't touch it.
And if you needed a hammer, you might say to somebody, well,
give me the hammer.
And if you wanted them to go, and you say, go and...
Go and get the hammer.
Yeah. When you were a kid, did you ever play any hiding games?
Yeah.
Okay, what did you call them?
Hide and go seek.
Okay. In hide and go seek, you know, somebody's got to run home and touch a...
Base.
Okay. And now, in football, when they kick a field goal, they have to kick it over.
The goal post.
And if... Okay, you threw a ball and you asked somebody to...
Catch it.
So you say, I threw the ball and he
caught it.
And I've been fishing, but I haven't
caught anything.
if you arrange to meet somebody someplace and you say, well, now let's meet, you know, in town. But if I get there first, I'll
wait.
And if you're using the word you with, did you say I'll wait?
For you.
And if you're about to punish a child, he might say, oh, please, give me another
chance.
And another way of saying a person was in a good mood, you might say they were in a good
humor.
Yeah. Okay. If you had something like in your house, mice in your house, and you want an exterminator to come and get
rid of them.
Have you ever heard anybody say get shut up?
No.
have you ever heard anybody say anything like talking about somebody saying that he didn't know what was going on, but he made out like he did?